What's up, players? Welcome to Invite Only Podcast right here on youtube.com/playeverything, or if you're one of the few, one of the many, one of the strong, over on twitch.tv/PE Productions, live every Monday, 8:30
ish,
or 8, and then, you know, today we went late because Compa Andreas's ass, it's our weekly gaming news show where we break down all the news of the week, just kind of unbox everything, you know what I mean? I'm like one of those kids unboxing channels.
Oh yeah, that's the best channel, top channel.
But dude, for adult neckbeards. I'm your host, Cheeks_Junior, and alongside me, as always, is the illustrious Compa Andreas.
Qué pasa? That was a really good one. I love it. Thank you. What's up, guys? It's good to be here. A lot of news to cover. E3 is happening as we speak. I think tomorrow's going to be the big day with Nintendo. That's the one that I'm really most excited for. And yeah, good show. Talk about the ups, talk about the downs, see what's going on.
All downs.
Mainly downs.
E3 this year. And again, on the ones, the twos, the soundboard, running the whole ship and the whole operation, Adrian.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
I hate how you're making that Adrian thing. Like
Adrian.
It's my
thing. It's like, what are you, Rocky?
Adrian. We need a new thing.
No. It's my thing, you know.
You don't have a thing.
I do.
What's your thing?
I hate it.
I walked into it too. What's your thing?
No, now that I know that you hate it, I'm gonna keep using it for sure.
Mute your mic. You're dismissed.
We don't need it. We're hiring, guys. We're hiring
again. You can always, again, one more time for the Twitch channel with the plug. You can join us twitch.tv/PE Productions every Monday. We go live. Come in the chat like Ramjam. Ramjam's in the chat.
It's not Ramjam. God damn it, it's Rojo.
Rojo. No, but it's Rojom. It's an M there. 92. Appreciate you. And if you are our Amazon Prime user, that means you have Twitch Prime, which means you have one free sub to give away every month to a content creator of your choice. And it costs you absolutely nothing. So we would love it and appreciate, just like Ramjom in the chat, you too can give us the Amazon Twitch Prime sub. Compa Andres.
What's going on, man?
This is usually the biggest week in the games industry.
Supposed to be the biggest week of the industry. Supposed to be the biggest night, like mic drop moments in the gaming industry. Supposed to be the ones where we get fucking crazy. The moments where a guy who usually gets excited for everything gets really excited. I'm talking about like, oh my God, did you see that? You know the part about this?
That's all. This event is usually built for you.
Nothing.
Which I like.
It's wild. It's crazy.
Before we started the show, you were a little down on E3, and I was surprised because I thought you were going to be like the rest of these fucking industry outlets that are making every announcement seem like it's the fucking next coming of something.
Like the next coming of Jesus. And then it's not. I mean, that's the sad part. Yeah, man. E3 is going on as we speak, and we heard from Xbox. We heard from Ubisoft. We heard from, you know, a bunch of other developers. Nothing was like a mic drop moment for me. Nothing was that holy shit, they announced it. Nothing was super crazy, super good. Did they show off some cool things? Yeah. Was it that level of excitement? Was it that, like, this is what we're working on? This is that next gen shit. This is what the PS5 is for. This is what the Xbox Series X is for. No, I got jack shit. I'm really disappointed at that.
I think Xbox did it better than everybody else.
No, I mean, you kind of have to when you're like the head honcho. Like, you're the big cat on the block, and
they're all big. EA is a fucking big cat on the block. Ubisoft's a big cat on the block.
Ubisoft, yeah.
Like, they have so many fucking.
Capcom announced some stuff today. What was today? Today was Capcom. Nothing really crazy with Capcom.
What bugs me the most is these industry people, though. When thinking Halo, which we'll talk about it.
We'll go down on it in the news,
as I like to say.
Go down in the DMs.
They make it seem like Halo's next coming, and then this other game, what was it called? The R.R. Martin one.
Elder Rings?
I didn't even put that one in the news. That's how fucking
I think it's the Elder Ring one, right?
But yeah, the next From Software game. God damn it. Elder Ring. And that's exciting because you're a Bloodborne fan.
I am, right? But
you like From Software.
But then I'm just like, yeah. Even then.
And R.R. Martin. Game of Thrones.
No, we don't talk about it. You never even saw the whole show, so go fuck yourself.
No, I did.
You saw...
I saw all of it.
You, what season did you stop at?
I stopped at season 8.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You actually watched the whole thing? I thought you said you were going to stop, and no, I watched all of it.
I did stop at season 8. At the ending of season 8, I stopped, and that's when they had the big battle
in
the frozen people.
I want to kill you.
Whatever they're called, White Walkers. Anyway, no, so that's the biggest thing that's bugged me about this thing is, like, I hate the fucking... the industry has a hype problem.
Yes, you don't say.
Yes or yes. The industry has a fucking hype problem.
After today, like, I knew it was a thing, but after, like, this one, it was pretty bad.
Dude, I had... I was telling Adrian this before the show, but there was a guy on an IGN live stream that was like, oh, Halo is just so exciting. It looks like it's just, you know, so much fun and such a great game and blah, 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 blah. And it's definitely my game of the show. And, like, I just, it looks so good. I have no words. And then the host just looks at him and it goes, we're live on air. You got to have words, buddy. Like, that encompasses the industry hype problem in, like one sentence.
It's pretty bad. Like, I don't know. Like, so I don't know if you want to get right into it. The news about the Halo.
No, we can talk for a second.
But it's just like Halo, I wanted more from it. Like, I know they kind of got flack from last year's E3 where they just kind of announced some shit and they made it look pretty and look good. And everybody's like, what is this? This looks like a regular Halo 5 game. There's nothing next gen about it. Obviously, with this one, they wanted to show a trailer. They wanted to show gameplay. They wanted to show really cool. A grappling hook is apparently a big thing now, and that's what they want. I don't know. It was just really bad.
We'll talk about Halo in a second, but I do want to get in and check in with you. What have you been playing? Or have you finished Resident Evil yet?
So what had happened was, right?
That's a no.
Me and my boy Rojo, you know, we get into some really good Call of Duty, you know? We get into some really good games. We met some duos. You know when you quad up? We did quads, but it was just only me and him. We met some solid-ass dudes, man. We struck up a friendship. And for a good hour and two, it was just me and those two other dudes.
Great. Playing more Call of Duty.
And it was just fun. That's I had a great time. It was fun. But yeah, but like, blame
that was
Rojo.
That's after you beat Resident Evil, right?
That was before I beat it, because I'm eventually going to beat it.
Oh, so you haven't beat it yet.
Nah. But apparently, from what I know, I'm close at the end. And I want to know your impressions from it. I mean, I know last time we just talked and you just said we beat it, but I enjoyed Resident Evil. It was very small. I mean, the maps and everything, like how big the grand scheme of things, like compared to other Resident Evil.
I'll tell you what, I've been getting some good gaming in it. I finished Outriders. That was the last podcast that we did. We had to miss a week. But then, yeah, I beat Resident Evil Village, and then I'm working on Ratchet and Clank right now. So those are the two big things I've been playing. Resident Evil Village, for a guy who hasn't played a Resident Evil game since Resident Evil 2 back in the day.
It's been a while.
I had fun with it. Yeah. It was a fun game. Now, obviously, it's not like a 9 or an 8. I'd probably say it's like a 7 or 6. I genuinely had a good time with it, and it had some real pacing issues.
Yeah.
The game has not even pacing issues, tone issues. Because for the first 3 hours of the game, it's a really fucking cool horror game.
Yeah.
You're going around this mansion.
After the castle.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they're fucking chasing you, and then you're like, I remember because I streamed the whole thing, so I was like, do they just not leave you alone or go away?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you got to kind of work around them. And I was like, fuck. That's and then like imagine you that turn throughout a corner the whole game. And you see this fucking 9-foot lady round the
lady
court.
Lady sit on my face.
And you're like, oh my God, the music changes. Love and you start running. So like the first like 3 hours, really solid horror, and I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then it got into this weird action part of the game after that. After you leave the castle, it becomes like an action game. And you're like, all right. After Dollface. After Dollface.
Yeah, I would agree that. I would agree.
After the Dollface section.
Once you go to the stronghold.
I thought that was a phenomenal horror section as well. But then you go to, the fish man.
The fish guy. That's guy.
And that's when the game starts going downhill for me.
I could kind of counter
downhill. It was a different game.
It was the balance, like you said, like the balance of like horror, and then it just flipped the switch and it can't win into the action.
And
so
I was
where
like,
did that horror element go?
I was like, what is this? I'm not scared anymore.
It went from like horror, I went from suspicious, and then all of a sudden you're like running and gunning.
I went from like actual like jump scares and like this is creepy as hell to the fish guy, where I was like, okay, this is like an action game now. And then it gets to the very end. Which I won't spoil it, but like it just turns into a full on Call of Duty game. Like, downright, it just turns into a Call of Duty.
You gotta shoot your way out of things.
Dude, it is unreal.
Yeah. It's not even like puzzle, find this thing, you know, you got some ladies following
you. I don't think this is a spoiler. But literally, you go from like 3 shotgun shells and 12 handgun ammunition to fucking 600 rounds of ammo.
How much ammo do you have?
No, that's what they give you at the end of the game.
Oh, do they really?
It gives you like 600 rounds of ammo.
I'm not even there yet then, because I'm over here. I'm kind of scarce.
This is like near the end, and it's like, what is this game? Like, they want you to win. It turns into Call of Duty. Like, no joke, it turns into Call of Duty.
Hey, I'm excited now. I'm ready to beat that game. No, it's...
I hate you so much. So, a good game. I had a really good time with it, and I really like the world and the environment they kind of built, but like... It really just kind of falls flat, like, in terms of...
At the end?
Yeah, like, the world and, like, the pacing of everything and the tonally, it has some real tonal issues. And then I jumped into Ratchet & Clank, which...
What are your thoughts on that? Ratchet & Clank is obviously near and dear to you. You are a old-school PlayStation guy. So when it comes to this type of game, I know it has a little place in your heart near and dear.
Here's the thing. I love Ratchet & Clank. I love platformers. I love character 3D platformers. Ratchet & Clank, so far, again, I have not beat the game, and I'm upfront with you about that. I'm not trying to hide trophies or nothing and say I beat the game and I haven't.
That's a shout-out to you, Alex. I want you to check his trophies. Go ahead.
That's a shout-out to, you know.
You know who
I'm talking about. It turns into this thing at this point, whereas the very beginning of the game, I feel like I've played it 1,000 times. I feel like I played that exact parade sequence like 3 times before on a similar Ratchet & Clank game. So off the bat, I was like, ooh, this is not great. I feel like I've done this before in a Ratchet & Clank game.
You're like, damn it.
And then I get deeper into it, and they add like a few new mechanics. Like the dodge is really cool, and then they add like a grappling hook, which seems to be... Or it's not the grappling hook. It's the...
Rift pull or whatever,
which... Seems like almost like a super fast loading sequence because it's not like you can really like maneuver in it or anything. And then it's just more Ratchet & Clank, which is not bad. I love Ratchet & Clank.
Yeah.
But if you've played all the Ratchet & Clanks...
You know what you're getting into.
I would say probably, and if you're not like a huge fan that like is like really into the story or anything, I would say probably wait on this one. Wait for it to be on sale.
Well, here's the thing.
I haven't beat it yet.
Bro, if the formula ain't broke, why fix it? I mean, I get the fact that, you know, you want, like, they have a formula for this game, and they gave you the same formula, but you're just saying it wasn't too innovative for next gen.
Other than that, the game looks beautiful, and like, yeah, not even innovative for next gen. It's just like, I've played this 1,000 times, and it's starting to get to that God of War syndrome, where it's pretty cool though. Sure. I guess.
It's totally get you so
but
far.
But like, once you get into the game and use it, it doesn't change anything like mechanic wise.
Mm.
Like it really doesn't.
No bueno.
It's a grappling hook on steroids. Like that's how it acts. Which is fine. And like it is really impressive and beautiful and how it loads. Like there are like these rift portals that you can go through, and it's basically like a little side mission or like bonus stage essentially on a Crash Bandicoot game. And it's awesome that you just jump right through it and like there's no loading or anything, which is really impressive. But it doesn't make the game better, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, the game's already great. I'm not saying the game's not bad. The game's a good game.
Sure.
But after, I mean, God of War, right? God of War 3.
That's not people a were like, comparison. Like, no, are you comparing listen, God of listen, War
listen,
and that?
Listen to me, though, why? Right? God of War 3, we were like, Kratos is kind of uninteresting, and this gameplay hook is kind of, you know, the same.
Huh, Kratos and mad. We're not Kratos into kill.
It. So then by the time Ascension came out, people were like, God of War is not it anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Same thing that Gears of War is experiencing. Same thing that Halo was experiencing.
The fatigue.
It's that fatigue where it's like, I've done this. I played this. These characters aren't interesting anymore. This, that, and the other. Now, luckily, Ratchet & Clank still are interesting characters, right? But it's still like a...
They didn't get that God of War
treatment. There's nothing there. Whereas like God of War, it was... They revamped it. They added different gameplay hooks. They added different world. They added different enemies. They added different whatever it is. Right, it's a different feel, and they did that with still honoring where the direction of the God of War franchise is going and what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Ratchet & Clank, I love it, and it's fun, and if you only played the remaster one on the PS4, now on the PS5, get it, because it's awesome. It's an awesome game. But, like, it's still, like, not great, like, in terms of the fatigue of it. Like, it's
I get what you're saying.
The franchise is starting to feel a little stale for me, and that hurts me, coming from something that this is kind of my thing. This is my franchise.
Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot with Crash Bandicoot 4, right? They could have done... What they could have done Crash Bandicoot 4 as like a continuation of Warped, like kind of exactly the same. And I would have been excited for it, but I definitely would have been like, oh, I've done this. Like, this isn't what I like. This is what I wanted, but it's not what I wanted. What I wanted was what Crash 4 actually was, where it is all these like completely change up on the story, complete change up on mechanics and how you interact with these levels, new worlds, like things you haven't seen before, okay, with staying true to Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I think that's what a lot of people might expect nowadays from like newer content, newer games or remakes, whatever it may be. Because if you're comparing God of War to what, you know, Ratchet and Clank is and stuff like that, like God of War took that big leap and it did change drastically how the gameplay was. But like you said, it kept intact the tone, the character, and it just evolved. It's not happening with Ratchet and Clank, and it's not happening with Gears. It's not happening with Halo. And let me ask you that: like, if you saw a open world Ratchet and Clank,
I would love to give that a chance. And that's the thing. It's not even necessarily that, because this game does feel kind of open world, even though it's not.
Yeah.
It's like the Uncharted open world, like Uncharted 4.
Very big map, so you could explore, but that's it.
But here's the thing: I would go and explore, and like there'd be sections where I'd open the map and I'd be off the map, but I can still go there. So then I was like, this just feels empty.
Yeah,
like it just feels like an empty world. So that's my issue with like what they were trying to do. But yeah, like revamp it to where it's like, I don't know, man. Like, you can do something different. Like, that's one of the reasons I love Twin Sanity. Like, this is getting real deep and nerdy.
Jesus.
But Crash Twin Sanity, because they did the open world thing. And they did, like, or not open world, but open feel.
Oh,
but, like,
okay,
no warp room, just continuously playing through a story.
Yeah.
I love that game. And that game's probably the most different other than the shit ones that came later. The Titans, yeah, the ones that came later. So I like when franchises try things different, do things differently.
Yeah, true, but I mean, again, it kind of goes back to that formula where, you know, people are so beloved to Ratchet and Clank that if you change it in one way or you change it in a big way, if it's not perceived well, your game's shit. Imagine God of War that didn't, like, get that kind of love and review.
Sure, but at least they went out trying, just like Crash. Titans, they tried something different, business, and it was bad.
In that type of business, you gotta go. You can't just take that risk and be like, oh, if it sucks, it sucks. Like, nah, like, some people need
no, but to you really think sure. Insomniac would miss on that?
No, they wouldn't.
Like, they wouldn't.
No,
like,
shot.
If they wouldn't. And it might have taken the game a little bit longer to come out.
Yeah.
But I think that's what the franchise needs. And like I said, it's a good game. Like, go play it. If you if you've only played like a couple Ratchet and Clank games, I'm sure you're gonna have a blast.
Oh yeah.
But the formula is feeling stale for me. So that's definitely kind of where I came down on it. At the end of the day, again, I haven't finished. Maybe by the end, I'm like, oh my
You'll
god,
you'll feel different. You'll
yeah, feel I'll feel different, but maybe not.
Let's see what happens, man. I mean, I hope you finish that game. See what happens. Maybe the end is like all different and shit. So I need to play new games. I still haven't played anything new besides I need to finish Resident Evil. Once Resident Evil happens, I'll probably stop playing Squadrons because it was free and your boy downloaded it and you played it. So it's cool. Just getting on it.
Unbelievable. I can't believe I finished Resident Evil before you.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you streamed it, so you had to grind it. I'm enjoying it. You
absolutely. I was going to stop too because I was like, okay, this is getting a little long in the tooth. And the monkey exactly. keeps like, you're almost there. And then everybody in chats was like, oh, we're already invested. So then I was like, fuck.
You got to do it for the chat. Do it for the chat.
Fuck. But it was only like an hour more. Compa.
Yo.
Let's get into some news.
News.
E3 week. The first thing I have on here, this is kind of basically a breeze over one. I don't know if Adrian, you have something to say about it, or Compa, if you want to talk deeper into it. But Death Stranding is getting a director's cut on PS5. And the one thing I got to say on that is why?
Yeah.
Why do we need this game to be longer and more weird?
You want to be an Uber Eats guy that delivers children or some shit to like postal to postal, like connecting people?
I never played this game. That sounds like a perfect, like, comparison to what this game is.
The idea of you're delivering and you're transporting stuff, and it's just you're connecting people, you're tethering people together, and it's honestly Death Stranding was just not, it wasn't a game for me, and for them to be like, hey, you want the Snyder cut, You want that? You want a game that's longer?
This is going to start becoming better? A thing. And
we don't know.
I didn't play.
Here you go.
I didn't play Death Stranding, so I can't tell you if it's good or bad. But it's definitely not for me.
How do you do a director's cut for a game? Because that means you have to go back, polish the games that you wanted in, missions that you get in. Like,
I bet you
cut things. I don't know. It's so weird.
There's still levels that don't make it in games, just like there are scenes that don't make it in movies. Like, there are things that don't make it into games that they're like, yeah, we want to do this, but we don't have enough time.
So that they said, hey, fuck it, let's just release this and then do it again?
Yeah, and then add the shit that we left out.
Yeah, I'd be hot.
Every game. No, every game does that.
No.
Assassin's Creed has levels and shit that didn't make it into it because the scope of the project got too big and they're like, we really need to launch this thing, so we're going to leave these levels out because they're not as important. Just like deleted scenes, right? Deleted scenes are left out because they kind of really don't help move the story forward.
They don't.
So great. That's one thing I'm interested to see what you have to say about it in chat or in the YouTube comments. If you're excited for that Death Stranding director's cut, I'm sure Sean Flowers is.
He's still in the beginning of the first one. So just to let him know, he might as well stop and play the director's cut because he could get the whole experience rather than just half of it.
This next piece of news is more for me. I don't know. Have you played the Rainbow Six games at all? Like
that is completely you. I don't know if there's different operators. I have no idea what's going on in that game. All I know is that that game is getting crazy updates, and people still love that game. People are just playing it. So I don't know. It's good to see games like this that kind of thrive and like still get support even years after launch. Like that's how you know the community's strong. People like the game, and that's how you know good health of a game.
This was the one thing from the Ubisoft conference that actually interests me, even in the least bit. And I know there's an announcement in there that you probably feel the same way. But this one, so previously known as Rainbow Six Quarantine, Ubisoft finally revealed Rainbow Six Extraction during its Ubisoft Forward conference Saturday. The presentation started with a cinematic reveal. Extraction is set in the same Rainbow Six universe, featuring siege operators such as Hibana, who's gone missing in action, united under the Rainbow Six Extras Analysis and Containment Team, or known as REACT. You form with other other operators on a rescue mission to face a creepy alien that is known as the Archneen.
So you're going from Rainbow, so you're turning into a sci-fi game.
Yeah, so it's going from PvP to PvE, Rainbow Six as a whole. And I think this game is solid in terms of from what I've seen. I don't know what's going on. I think this game looks really good, and I really like Rainbow Six, like the PvP, the regular Rainbow Six. I'm interested to see more of it and get in. But here's the thing: I'm kind of done with these co-op games.
Why?
I mean, how many of these? I don't like playing with other people that much in a story mode. Like playing Outriders with Flowers was the fucking worst because he just wanted to skip everything, and I wanted to watch everything.
I mean, this is a good way. I mean, PvE is the idea. You got to get the homie. Play one. I don't know. This game is. I like how they're taking chances on something new, like completely new. Like you went from very heavy search and destroy type of game to extraterrestrial type sci-fi thriller type game and survival rounds, stuff like that. It's a cool spin on it. I mean, for people who played this game, it's a very, very nice change of pace. I feel like it's a very cool update for people to play with because, again, now you could barricade yourself. You can still see how this game would work. You could do all these kinds of stuff. I'm looking at this brawl.
And just to clarify, not an update, but an actual full new game.
Oh, it's a full new game. Sorry.
Well, I wasn't sure if you meant that or not. I just wanted to make sure that was clear. I'm interested in this because it's like they didn't do a new PvP one because people are still playing the PvP.
Yeah.
So on this, it's almost like a story. Like you're getting a story case, on Rainbow Six, like an old Rainbow Six game.
Yeah, I was going to say, if this is... Yeah, the very, very heavy influence.
It reminds me of that old Metal Gear game, the Metal Gear Revive or something like that. I don't know if you guys remember that. Right after Kojima left.
Oh, that's not old. Yeah. Survive?
Is that the one that totally flopped? This honestly is what it reminds me of. I don't know why they do this. I don't know if there's some sort of big kind of need for this type of game. I don't know. It looks good. I don't think it's gonna be a best-selling game.
Well, they renamed it. Who knows? I'm again with the E3 shit and just games in general. You just never know until they come out. I do love Rainbow Six as you know. I forgot what it's called. Rainbow Six Siege.
I'm getting I remember Call of Duty had a weird zombie mode type like this. It's reminding me of that.
Yeah, it doesn't look. Is it gonna be a full price game too? That's like, I don't think I'd pay fucking $70 for this. Yeah.
Like, let's see what the story is. And like, people love those Rainbow Six Siege characters. So the fact that you're playing as them,
oh, you get some more backstory and stuff.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's like if Apex added a story mode.
Yeah, that'd be cool with that.
I could see that.
Breacher.
Like they added, and like they're not doing the thing where it's like, oh, this is a new Rainbow Six Siege game. Right, but now there's this like Overwatch. They're not doing the Overwatch thing where it's like, oh, this is a new game and we're going to change the multiplayer that you love. It's like, fuck, no, keep the wait. Just, this is what Overwatch should have done, is just release a standalone single player thing and then you have your regular Overwatch.
I'd be cool with that. I mean, this is kind of a cool thing. I mean, I just think that, like, kind of what you're saying, you're alluding to earlier too, where it's like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, try something new and do that.
Yeah, I'm into it. So this was the one game that kind of got my attention. Now, is it going to be good? TBD. We're going to find out. You know what I know is not going to be good.
What?
Ubisoft announces Mario plus Rabbids sequel for 2022.
I'm behyped.
I know. This is.
I am excited. This is how you know E3 was a kind of piece of shit. All right? Ubisoft announced that game, which is cool, you know, great. Nothing for me to get. Oh,
fuck
my
you.
God. It was all right. It's cool. But when you spend 5 to 10 minutes showing off fucking Mario Rabbids, are you kidding me?
It's a big deal. It's not at a Nintendo conference.
That is a piece of shit. I'm going to let you know right now. That's just a piece of shit. I don't know why they showed that game. Who's watching that game? I'm not.
You are. What game?
I'm not going to buy that game.
Mario Rabbids?
Mario Rabbids something, something, something.
You were stoked on it on Twitter.
As a joke. I did it as a meme.
No.
Nobody likes that game.
You liked the first one. Don't lie.
Didn't even play it, bro.
Ubisoft's Mario plus Rabbids crossover turn-based strategy game is getting a sequel for the Nintendo Switch. Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope. Ubisoft revealed both a new cinematic trailer and sneak peek of some gameplay on Saturday, as well as a launch date sometime in 2022. You're not excited for Mario plus Rabbids?
Not excited for this game.
Man, I really thought you were being real on Twitter. I was like, ooh, cool. I'm gonna add this.
Is that why you put this on the news?
Yeah. Because I was like, Compa was into this game. I saw him on Twitter.
I said it because I remember everybody was like, oh, what was best in show? Or like, you were asking on Twitter, like, hey, what would be, you know, the game of like the top of the game? And everybody's like, oh, this game. I was like, no, you guys are missing the point. It's Mario Rabbids. This game has been going on for years, and I still don't know what this game is about. I don't know who plays the game. And if you're one of those fucks who plays that game out there, let me know what it's about, and let me know when you lie to yourself when you say you're having fun.
Yeah, you fucks.
Because that is disgusting. I mean, I get it. It's almost as bad as Mario and Sonic and the Olympics.
No, everybody, we were against Flowers on that one, right?
Jeez.
Flowers is like, what's there not to love?
Everything's
it's Mario, cool. It's Sonic at the Olympics.
It's the worst thing. I mean, as a kid, as a toddler, like, I'm saving my money. Like, if my kid said, hey, I want to buy this game, I'd be like, no, you're grounded. Don't ask again. Go to your room and think about what you just said.
Dude, Raving Rabbids used to be a great game.
I would be that guy. And says, like, no, go to your room, figure out what the fuck you just said, and don't come out until you say something better.
You remember the Wii Raving Rabbids?
Yeah, I think that's why I became. But then I don't know why they said yes. This is the crossover we need. This is exactly what Mario needs for the longevity. And they kept going with it. Like, I don't get that game. It's just not fun
Somebody
for me.
Somebody out there is excited. Alexander Davio is out there. He's excited.
Because he has kids, and he has to play it because the kids want to watch it. So you do it for the kids, and I respect that, Alex. I respect
get
that.
Get some ink. Then get some
Ubisoft's
heat.
Had the worst type of shit.
But what did you feel about this new Avatar game?
The one where this game is like 10, 12 years too late.
Ubisoft capped off its E3 keynote with a big surprise, a first look at Avatar Frontiers of Pandora. The next gen take on James Cameron's worlds looks gorgeous. This is from fucking GameSpot, I think. Ubisoft says it's being built with its own Snowdrop engine at its internal studio, Massive, who, fun fact, is also working on that Knights of the Old Republic game. Or that Star Wars game. We don't know if it's Knights of the Old Republic.
I wish it is, but guess what? They didn't announce shit.
So this is exclusively next gen. By the way. What PC, game? PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and then Google Stadia and Amazon Luna.
I don't know why they threw that in there, like it's going to be a big thing. Avatar, like, that's one of those games where it's like, I don't need. Like, I don't want an Avatar game. Like, it doesn't.
But you got the sequel coming out.
Yeah, you have like all the three sequels that are coming out, 2022, 2024.
So this is going to hit at the time that the
that's great, but I don't want to. I'm not invested in that world in a game.
You wouldn't even try it out?
No, the only thing I would try out is when you fuck and you put your two tails together, and all of a sudden you're like, oh my god, we're one. Like, if they put that in the game.
Never seen
maybe.
I've never seen Avatar, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But there's like a scene where you're like, you seen that part? Do you remember that shit, Adrian?
Should we put it on?
Put it on, dude. There's a part in Avatar where like they have to sync up to a tree or some shit, and they get like they fucking tucked together like they're fucking extension cords. Avatar love scene. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but they straight up like you need to connect to the tree. And his boy just straight up like
9 years ago, dude.
Yeah,
nine like I said, years ago that
10 years
was
too late.
I mean, the movie came out quite a while.
But it's so weird. Like, I don't need this type of game. Like, it's so weird.
Should I throw it up for the?
I would throw it up. Yeah. Throw it up, and just go.
We can get banned for this, right? They're not naked.
They're not naked. This is blue. You see some blue dick? Sex. Do you see this? It's a Watchmen. Look. So next thing you know, he's gonna skull fuck that shit.
Every.
Just dude, forward it to those five.
Everybody was so obsessed with this movie when it came out.
Bro, it was billions of dollars. Right there, right there you go. But look, you put your tree, you put your hair, your tree. And the next thing you know, you were one.
I would play it on sale. But I think it's a game that you're
like,
try
hold
to
up.
Sell.
If hold
it's
up.
Free.
Not free. Like, you're that's entitled.
And it's just so weird. Like, if they put this in the game. I don't know. But all I know is that they fuck by putting tails on each other. See, look, and all of a sudden you connected and you're one. And that's
weird. I want to see them connect.
I think they connected, right? Honestly, I don't know, dude. I was just might have been lying.
Oh, there we go. There we go. This is hot.
See, look. Are you ready for this? We bought a buck. Look at that. That's a love scene.
Oh god.
If they don't put this in the fucking game, I don't want to even hear it. Why did they even make
what
a game?
What the fuck is this?
This is how
I didn't turn down the volume on this. This is inappropriate. Why did people like this movie so much?
And that's how avatars make love.
I'm telling you, you saw how they like literally put their fucking tips together?
Touching tails, like, dog.
Touching tips.
Touching it. Hey, take this off. Don't go to that URL. Stay right here. No,
so,
I mean,
I don't need this. The only way I will buy that game if they have that scene and it's like a God of War sex scene where I have to fucking smash the shit out of Square.
No, I'll play this game. I think I'll play it on sale though. I've never seen Avatar, so really I have no connection to this game whatsoever. But I do miss the days where we did get kind of licensed stuff in video games.
The last game I think I remember playing was like an Avatar game.
I ever played. That was a licensed game. I think it was Captain America on the PS3.
Like an actual game to like to Captain like a America movie to game type deal? Like,
yeah, or like
not just like comic shit, right?
Licensed.
Well, are you playing Avengers and shit? Like,
sure. I guess that would be the most recent.
You
but
played
like,
yourself, dumbass.
This looks like the old school kind where it's like
mine would be Avatar, The Last Airbender. It was an Avatar Airbender game for like the PlayStation 3 or some shit. PlayStation 2. It's really weird. But yeah, the next thing I know, and this is what I'm talking about, E3. I don't need this kind of stuff. I mean, granted, great, they're making the game. People are investing into the time. I'm not hating on them. They make their money. They do what they need to do. But for me, that ain't the one, chief. I ain't trying to play that unless we talking about touching tips as avatars and there's like a good like three-part type of it. The three-part, you know.
You know what is the one?
What is the one?
Our merch, which you can get over at teespring.com/store/playeverything. This episode is brought to you by the Play Everything store. Get the hottest merch to represent your favorite internet knuckleheads. That's us. You know what I mean? You can check out our hoodies, t-shirts, mugs, and more. Head over to teespring.com/store/playeverything. Use code invite only at checkout. There's only going to be one more week after this week that will be valid. So go check that out. teespring.com/stores/playeverything. URL is also in the description. Check that out. Dude, that hoodie is one of the most comfortable hoodies I own. Deadass.
You need to get that.
That is honestly one of my favorite
hoodies. I'm just more surprised you used deadass correctly.
Deadass. Gank. You're ganking me on this hoodie. with that code, invite only, that you use at checkout.
You were doing so good.
For free shipping.
You were doing so good. You were doing so good.
Well, all right, let's get back to this news. We got some more to bang out. Then we got into the Xbox conference.
Which was...
Bethesda Starfield is launching exclusively on Xbox and PC November 11th, 2022. Now, this is a big deal because it looks like Microsoft's going the way of the opposite of Sony. They're putting things exclusively on next-gen hardware.
Yep.
Whereas, remember, they were originally like, oh, it's going to be on kind of everything?
Yeah.
Whereas Sony seems to be putting everything on PS4 hardware and supporting that. Like, Horizon Zero Dawn
is going to be
on both. PS4. Assumedly God of War. But that's probably because they want to make that money.
They want to make money. And they know it's hard to get a PlayStation. Like, it's hard. So, I mean, they got to compensate because if it's strictly PS5 and they don't have the hardware to really... reap the benefits, yeah, go ahead and make a PlayStation 4 of it, because guess what, it's gonna sell, it's gonna make money. PS5 hardware, for the people who have it, they know it's gonna sell. Like, if there's like 10 million PS5s out right now, they're gonna sell damn near 9 million copies of God of War. Like, that number is gonna be astronomical. And then, but there's still millions of other players who don't have a PlayStation 5, and then they don't want to screw them over. So guess what, go ahead and give you that treatment, go ahead and do that balance of giving you best of both worlds.
So Starfield, can you pull up that video?
And Xbox is probably just saying, you know what? Come on. Fuck that. We want to get you an Xbox, and the only way to play these games is going to be an Xbox Series X. We could actually give you the console and the game.
Yeah, I mean, Starfield's something I have no interest in.
Nothing here. So this
but,
is what pissed
but,
me off.
But
so,
I no. will try it, and I will play it day one.
You sound like me right now.
No, I will. No, I'm the opposite, where you hype the shit out of it, and you don't play it, where you play it, and it's bad. I have no connection to this series. I know DevilTube is really excited for Starfield. He's really excited for Starfield. Me, personally, I'm not excited, but Games Pass, I can do. I can do Games Pass and play, because I'm going to need it for, Halo Story.
Yeah, the best thing I learned about the Xbox conference is that an Xbox Game Pass is really the way to go. That's probably the only thing I learned from this conference, was because everything that came out is going to be released and launched. It's going to be Game Pass.
Plug this bad boy, your laptop, into a monitor. Plug in an Xbox controller. You have an Xbox.
Look at those graphics.
No, thank you.
Which is crazy.
Graphics?
But this? I'm very...
This gets you excited, graphic-wise?
I'm not excited for it, but I'm going to play it because I want new experiences and I want to see what Starfield's all about, because people really are very excited about this. But again, they're excited about everything, so I don't know how much to trust them. But with the Game Pass, graphics doesn't make a good game.
Yeah.
No, but that's a big part of it. I mean,
this doesn't look
good. That's not a good part of it.
I would say so.
Mario? Because of how it looks... Is a good game?
No, but everyone's always talked shit about Nintendo as a whole is not making powerful consoles, which is why they're making the Nintendo
Switch. Sure, but they still pay. We don't know that, first of all.
Find out tomorrow.
Second of all.
Or today, for what?
They still fucking sell millions of copies of their games. So all the people who talk shit about it.
But no.
You're still buying the games because they're good games.
I'm not saying. But Nintendo's never focused on graphics, so I'm saying.
They don't need to.
Exactly.
And they never wanted to. Exactly. They're not that kind of company.
So they're relevant to this argument. What I'm saying.
Exactly. You said fucking graphics are a big part of making a good game.
A game like this? Yeah, an open world game that's made by Bethesda. You'd hope for good graphics.
Yeah, you're right. Minecraft.
Oh, I didn't know Minecraft was made by Bethesda.
No, I know, but it's an open world game.
So Minecraft makes Bethesda?
He's getting on you right
no,
now.
No, what the fuck is he talking about? You said graphics are a good part of the game.
Made by Bethesda.
A major part of the game.
Of games made by Bethesda.
Oh, yeah. Fallout looks really great.
That's why I'm saying they've never had good... They have something to prove with themselves. Look at those graphics.
No, but your visual argument was graphics are a major part of a good game. That was your argument. Not Bethesda.
I said they can be.
No. Look, this man is changing his words.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Let me give you my 2 cents, though. All right? This is my gripe. This is my gripe about this.
Okay? What's your gripe? Compa Andres' gripe.
They straight up, when they first announced this game, they said, this is the most anticipated game in the world.
Nobody
knows what the fuck this game is. How the fuck are you saying that this is the most anticipated
people
game in the world?
People know what this game is.
When nobody...
People know what this game is.
The people who make it know what game it is.
No. People know what this game is.
What's this game about?
And they're excited. I don't know what this game is.
So then who the fuck knows?
Adam Wittstra does.
Adam Woodstra, let me know what this game is about. Game was announced 3 years ago, and all we got was CGI trailer. What the fuck? Exactly, Monkey King.
It was
what the fuck is this game?
Monkey King in the chat. He's laying down the truth, I guess.
It was announced 3 years ago. I just remember there was a title saying, hey, we're working on a new IP, Starfield. They went dark until today, and even today, they didn't show shit besides a fucking astronaut and some type of celestial planet bullshit fucking going out like it's No Man's Sky in HD. That's what this game looked like. I got No Man's Sky HD. That's what I just got. Go fuck yourselves. This is what...
Look, and again, I have no attachment to the series. People definitely know what it is.
But my gripe is...
Monkey King, people definitely know what this is, right?
Yeah, but my gripe about this is, again, they're hyping this game up for no reason. This is the hype. This is the most anticipated game in
the
world.
That's their job as a publisher. That's their job.
Bro, hey, you know what?
Now, here's the thing.
I'm going to announce the game.
Here's the thing.
If 10 years from now, it's going to be the best game of all time.
Here's the thing. It's the press's job to check that, but they don't.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
So I agree with you. I agree with you. What? But it is their job to hype it up.
Say it again.
I agree with you. They hyped it up. Oh my but of course God. They're going to hype it up. It's at their showcase and it's an exclusive game.
But that's the worst part is that people were like, this game's going to be good. Looks so good. Tell me what the game is about.
Well, that's the industry's hype problem I was talking about.
That is just... Because, again, at the end of the day, does it interest me that it's going to be an outer world or spaceship?
Mark my words, Compa Andres is going to buy this game.
Oh, you're stupid.
I think I will.
I won't.
I probably will. I'd probably buy an Xbox.
Dude, the minute that we get more details on it and see what the game actually is, I bet you anything, you're going to be the first motherfucker to be like, oh, it's like, it lets you be like Iron Man.
I'm Bethesda, so I'm not sure. I don't fucking know.
Anthem. I would say, based off, because it did say in engine footage, alpha footage, whatever. Based off just that alone, off graphics alone, because obviously we haven't gotten it. That's all it was, really just a CGI tech demo. Off that alone, it looks good. Now, we're going to have to wait and see in hopefully a few months, maybe, you know, in October, November, December, whenever, to get an actual legitimate trailer. I'll hold out judgment until then.
Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe not until next E3. Who knows? But I will hold judgment as far as like if it's a good story or not, if it's a good game. So far, though, I am pretty impressed. I mean, graphics do look good.
All right, cool. Next time I'll show you a game that's a purely, you know.
Then I'm not saying it's going to be a good game. Not yet, at least.
What was the game that came out for PlayStation that was like really fucking good with graphics, but it just felt flat? And it was like medieval, you're old people, you're trying to kill like zombies and werewolves.
Oh, Order. The Order
1886. The Order
1886. That bombed?
I don't want to say it bombed, but like...
That's one of those games that bombed when it launched, but like it's once it really went down popular to $5, people started playing it and it's like, it's not that bad.
Well, yeah, because it's $5.
Exactly.
But the fact of the matter is, kind of your point, we're saying like that game was like, in that time, was like the most gorgeous game you'll ever see. Like if you look up Order 1886 and you look at when it was like launched and look it up, Adrian, motherfucker, look it up. You'll see like it was announced 2014, maybe, I don't know. Like, and in that time, those graphics were holy shit, mic drop moment.
What game?
The Order. Well, you can just look it up on YouTube. You're already there.
You're on YouTube.
No, the Order. Look at the Order 18. Whatever.
But like, here's the thing. Going back to Starfield, I don't know what it's about. I'm gonna play it because I don't really pay anything to play it.
8 years ago, click that, and show it real quick. Click that and see.
The game still looks great.
This is again, mind you, 8 years ago, Adrian, and all you listeners out there. This game was Santa Monica Studio too, like God of War. Boom, like this game back in the time, 8 years ago, mind you.
First party game. I didn't know that.
8 years ago, it was a third this graphics game came out. I remember seeing this game and seeing the graphics,
Santa
and I was like,
Monica helped on it.
Holy shit, this looks gorgeous. Yes. I remember one people said it was just short. It was, first of all, like the game was short, fell short. But people were just saying it was just a visual, like, masterpiece. Like, the game looked gorgeous. And 8 years ago, yes, I 100% agree that this looks like a PS5 game. Like, damn near.
I forgot all about this game, dude.
Like, what you're seeing here is what the game would look like. And it was ridiculously good. But then again, it felt short. Like, the gameplay wasn't there. But visually, it was great. And I think that's what kind of held life to it, like Cheek said. So when a game was when the game was, you know, selling, or $5, go ahead, boom.
This does look pretty good for an early
PS4 Monkey King
got
to go back to work. But Guardians game looked like garbage. I agree. We're going to get to that too, Monkey King.
To
I agree with you.
Second. Because we are... Lady Hulk in the chat, appreciate you for stopping by. I don't know why I said it like that. I sounded like a fucking weeb.
Appreciate Lady Hope, but she agrees. I was kind of on her same thing. I was low key hyped for the game when it first came out. I didn't buy it though, but I remember seeing this game.
I'm not surprised.
And I was just like, oh shit. Because I remember seeing like a big ass blimp at the end of this game or some shit like that, like for a trailer. Like,
yeah,
it looked
but, like,
good.
Here's the thing, like, looks can be deceiving. You're absolutely right. But Starfield is a known franchise. You can't say Starfield's not a known franchise.
I mean, they're it's a new IP.
It's not a Last of Us. It's not a new IP. Isn't it Starfield 2?
For Bethesda?
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think you're wrong. Bethesda's supposed to be
Starfield
a whole...
2.
No. Starfield's supposed to be a whole new game.
Never mind. I'm fucking chucklehead.
Yeah. It's a new IP. It's a whole new...
You can turn down the volume, Adrian.
So you could get out of that, too.
All right. Well, never mind. But... I mean, it's a Bethesda game.
Look! Oh my god!
Really
look at
mean
that!
Anything to me.
Look at this shit.
Wait, what the fuck?
That game, I'm telling you, when it first dropped, that was like a goddamn. That looked.
That's a good trailer.
Gorgeous.
That's a good trailer.
E3 2013, my guy, and you got those graphics back then.
Yep.
But then it fell short.
That was a launch game then.
It sucked.
It wasn't launch. I think it was delayed to hell. Yeah. It was on that E3 that the PS3 came out.
That's
speaking about coming out, we got a release date for Halo Infinite.
Boom, boom, boom.
Actually, we didn't get a release date, which is still stupid.
We know.
We got a release window, holiday 2021.
Which is probably going to happen.
How is there not a release date yet?
I'm pretty sure they're debating about like October, December, November, one of those three dates. They have to. I mean, Halo is the franchise that's supposed to save Xbox. Halo is supposed to be the knight in shining armor of it. It was supposed to come out last year at launch. It didn't. If they delay it for a whole year, great. Once they sell Halo, I will buy an Xbox.
So 343 Industries is back and ready to demo more Halo Infinite at Microsoft's Xboxes and Bethesda showcase. We got a new look into the multiplayer side of Halo Infinite. The game will run at 120 frames per second in this mode on the Xbox Series X and offers classics like Capture the Flag mixed with new abilities like using a grappling hook to pick up objects and fling yourself across the map. When it comes to gameplay, our goal is to deliver a multiplayer experience that honors classic Halo combat while offering new players the support needed to jump in and have a great time, Joseph Staten said, creative lead for Halo Infinite. To that end, we're introducing the Spartan Academy and Spartan Commander Laureate, who will help players familiarize themselves with maps, weapons, and equipment. We also got information that the multiplayer is free to play.
Pretty interesting.
And we're getting the story mode. They thought it was going to be multiplayer and then the story later, story first, and then multiplayer later. They're coming both day and date to Xbox Game Pass. Halo Infinite, you don't even need Game Pass to play. Day and date, free to play.
Because they're going to do Season Pass. They're going to do something like that, which is great because guess what? I'm going to get that. I can just download it. Boom, boom, we good.
I see games going the way of this style.
Yeah, season passes, updates.
No. Like splitting the game where it's like, okay, single player you pay for, multiplayer is free to play.
Well, even then, Battlefield, the new Battlefield, they're not even doing a campaign. They said, fuck that. We're just going to go straight into fucking multiplayer, straight into those things. Battlefield looked nice.
Battlefield does not look great.
It looks amazing.
Battlefield doesn't look great.
Dude, there's too much going on in Battlefield games. It's not fun.
So
it's not a fun game to play.
When you say that, you sound like a scrub.
You do.
You sound like a guy with a 0.3 KD. You don't know what you're doing. Dude, you're the guy who...
You get fucking murked like the second says, you step out on the open battlefield being a sniper.
That's not true. That sounds like something
you're
about to play.
You cross like a fucking hill and there's like tanks and like nine people shooting at you. It's too much, dude.
It's team based. It's tactical. It's a lot more. It's not just running gun. It's not Call of Duty.
He looked at the grappling hook. All of a sudden, grappling hook is in, guys. If you guys haven't seen and saw or noticed, grappling hook is a time. It is what it is. You got it in Ratchet and Clank. You got it in this. You got it in what other game that has a grappling hook now, apparently?
Now, what I will see, now what would be interesting is I know Xbox isn't requiring Xbox Live for their free-to-play games,
mm-hmm.
so I'm wondering if they'll do that for this.
Yeah, they will. It's free-to-play. It is free-to-play. They're trying to get as many people playing this at once. The fact that I can go and download it on my computer and not have an Xbox for free, course I'm going to play it.
That is insane.
That is pretty dope. That is going to be the best thing probably to come out of it. But here's the thing, too. I mean, cosmetics. I mean, how are they going to make their money? They have to make it off Season Pass. They have to make it off cosmetics and suits and armor.
That's what's going
to
happen.
Because I remember even seeing like a Halo Samurai type like character looking dude, and it looked pretty dope.
Yeah. I mean, that's 100% how they're going to make their money. But I just think it's so funny. Everybody's hyping right this game up.
That looks pretty cool.
Like those cosmetics and stuff is going to be pretty cool. Look at that.
Ooh. I don't know. I think everybody hypes this game up for a studio that hasn't proven itself to be a Halo studio.
I'm not. I was hoping for Battle Royale. I was really hoping for Halo Infinite free to play, which is amazing, epic campaign, which I'll probably, I mean, I've always played Halo for the story, I mean, truthfully. So I will probably get that as well. But, I was hoping for Battle Royale. I was hoping for Battle Royale.
I'm surprised.
I wanted it, man.
Who knows?
I wanted it, but I didn't get it. So I don't even know if I want to play it again, dude.
Now that I have Games Pass, I want to go back and play all the Halos. Like the stories, which it's I good. Know it really peters out at the end.
Halo 1, 2 is probably the funnest.
Up until Halo 4.
Oh, 3 is GOAT.
3 and ODST.
ODST was just weird.
I would say Halo 4 because that was the first one that 343 came in after Bungie left. 4 was probably like kind of when it started going down. 5 was not that good. Especially story wise.
So yeah, I agree. Agreed.
That's why I'm pretty excited for this one. Looks
I
good.
Think. Oh no, yeah, 343, third time's a charm.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, you know I don't fuck with it. Like after Bungie left, bro, it's like
they've had an entire year, which still blows my mind that they delayed it by a year. But I'm hoping that they polished it up.
It could possibly be a phenomenal game.
It could.
But the fact that everybody is just being like, this is gonna be like an awesome game. Yeah. This is gonna be an awesome Halo title. They haven't proved themselves.
Yeah.
They haven't proved themselves, and they've already hit the bet on two Halo games.
Definitely. Yeah, no, that's a fair argument.
You just have to. It's like when Horizon Zero Dawn came out, people were like, oh, these are the Killzone guys. I don't know if they've necessarily proven themselves. And then they haven't hyped it up until it came out, and they were like, oh, my God, this game is actually really good.
I just think there's such
As an industry, sorry to cut you off, or you're trying to cut me off, but as an industry, we have to be harder on things like this. We're not just going to say this is a game show and this looks like an amazing Halo game because nothing on that they showed looks different to me.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You don't need Halo to be super different to be fun. But they tried it twice and it didn't work. What makes you think the third time is going to work? So have them prove it to you before you're like, I'm all in. I'm going to play. Now, I'll play it free to play because I'm not giving them $1 until
I'm cool with free to play.
They sell it to me, which is really smart move, which in my mind makes me think that, okay, they're really confident in this game, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I could be wrong. I'm not saying it's going to be a bad game, but I'm saying you should probably not give them the benefit of doubt until they prove themselves.
But at the end of the day, if you can't prove themselves, it's already a beloved franchise, man. So you really can't, say that.
There's a falling behind it.
There's nothing that you can do to, like, unless a game is an absolute shit bomb, like, there's no way, like, this game flops.
Oh, no, that's 100% a lie. Halo 5 flop, Halo 4 flop.
Okay, you're right. But so it's still like, sold.
At the end of the day, Halo's sold. Popular, but same thing with God of War. Everybody said that about God of War, and then God of War Ascension came out, and it flopped. Why?
Ascension did flop, because it wasn't that good story. It wasn't even written by the room.
It's just the fatigue, what we were talking about with Ratchet & Clank earlier. It's the
same thing over and over.
So let's see what happens with number 6, man. I'm excited. I'm going to see what happens.
I got a question for you guys. Now, say this game is like an amazing game, you know, beloved by everyone. Everyone loves it. Do you think that kind of is enough to kind of push Xbox over that hump of not being able to develop good first party games?
No.
Do you think it's enough?
As much as they announced first party games during Xbox's announcement, none of those games got me, like I said, that mic drop moment. Nothing got me excited. Nothing was like, oh shit, what is this game? Like, it looked good visually, gameplay wise. Nothing kind of hyped me up in that way.
Do you think it's enough to sell consoles?
Sure.
Like, amazing.
Halo, yeah. Everything else, no.
No.
That's what I say.
Microsoft has a real first-party issue. Actually, anybody except Nintendo and Sony have a real issue. And I'm not talking about console developers. I'm talking about regular EAs, your Ubisofts, your Activisions. Yeah. There's a real issue going on with, like, quality first-party games. That's why you saw, I mean, Sony even had, like, another studio assigned to them. I didn't put this in the news because I completely forgot about it up until now, and it's not really 100% noteworthy.
Yeah.
But they have people from like Raven Studios and like Sledgehammer and like Call of Duty Studios that stopped and made their own studio, their new studio last year, and they signed exclusive to Sony.
Mm.
Not that Sony didn't buy them, but they're exclusive to Sony for the first couple games. It's another shooter. So like we're gonna start getting these crazy shooters. I think they're called Deviation Games for those of you out there. they are going, like, Sony has that, and then the ex-Bungie guys.
Yeah.
Both making first-party games for them.
Yeah.
They're going to have some shooters. Like,
I said bangers of games, a couple
podcasts ago.
Yeah, you did.
Xbox needs to start reaching out to first-party people from PlayStation and start poaching them. Because they don't know how to run their first-party game studios. Like, these games are just mismanaged.
I agree. I mean, it just sucks because you see the potential, you see them trying, but it just falls flat every single time. Nothing happens. People get excited. It's that cycle of, oh, shit, Microsoft's doing something. Never mind. Oh, man, no, never mind. And it's a cycle that nothing really pulls through and holds its weight over time. Yeah, they'll have a game or two that kind of has its moment for like a month or two, but there's nothing that's been consistent to kind of give it that longevity, give it that talk, make people excited to play, and kind of give that continued update. Like all these other games that you see from Ubisoft, EA, Call of Duty, like it has a popularity to keep going and adding on. Like there's nothing from that to kind of give me that from Xbox.
Here's some food for thought real quick before we move on to the next Microsoft announcement. If it wasn't for Bethesda, they'd have nothing
to show.
Literally just
Halo.
Nothing to show. And here is the concerning issue. And then Sea of Thieves, of course, by Rare.
Yeah, but then, I mean,
here's the issue, right? When that's just a DLC.
It was.
Here's the issue. You bought all these developers, and you're telling me there's not one fucking thing to show other than Psychonauts and Sea of Thieves and Halo? Like, you bought all these developers, these high-class Ninja Theory, like, all these really high-class developers. And you're telling me there's not even a trailer to show from one of those games, from one of those companies you bought a couple years ago?
I don't think so.
Like, think about it. If they didn't buy Bethesda, there's literally nothing. Zero. Zero to show.
And that's the worst.
So
all this time, and they this is why they can't have nice things, dog.
They need somebody to manage their studios.
They have nice things.
There is an exciting announcement from Dishonored Studio, Arcane.
Give me that. Give me the news.
Redfall was announced. A vampire shooter from the team behind Dishonored.
That didn't get me excited.
Now,
there's only one game that got me excited.
Here's also the issue with this game. It is going for, I don't know if you could play the trailer while we talk about it, Adrian. But there's something interesting going on right now where everybody's trying to make a Left 4 Dead sequel again.
Yeah.
Like they're trying to bring back like a Left 4 Dead.
Give me that blood gameplay. Back so, for Blood or what's it called?
Back for Blood.
That's the game I was excited for.
Which it looks really cool and I'm excited to play that with everybody here. But then there's this game from Bethesda that looks like it's going to be Left 4 Dead with vampires instead of zombies.
So I mean
but here's the thing. And I loved Left 4 Dead. Have we grown past this kind of game? Like, that's the thing. Have we evolved to where this kind of game isn't interesting anymore?
Anytime you have a game where you could get some friends, not that many, but like, anytime you could get squad for a couple nights, like, granted, I think it's going to sell. And I think it's going to be good. Like, this is the perfect game that I remember playing as a kid or growing up. Getting on at night, playing Left 4 Dead for hours on end. Like, this was the game. Like, it has memories. Like, you have those nights, and this is exactly what this game is going to be. And I'm excited for that because even though I might not have, like, played, like, 4 or 5 times a week doing this, like, even if it's once a week with the boys, like, hell yeah, this is going to be dope.
Yeah, this actually looks kind of good. What the hell, Mikey?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It looks good. I'm saying there's an issue right now where we have this game, Back 4 Blood, and there's another one. I forgot what it was.
I thought you were saying that, like,
I think Dying Light 2, which is less Left 4 Dead-y. But, like, they're going very much in the vein of, like, a Left 4 Dead game where it's, like, 4 players. You're going in. You're trying to survive as long as you can. Back 4 Blood, I think, looks better than this game. But I am excited to see how it pans out. And the fact, again, I'm going to play this because I essentially get it for free. With Games Pass.
And like I said,
and that's the beauty of
this. This is why I said the best thing I learned about E3 was that you need to get Xbox Game Pass.
Because all these games I wouldn't normally play, I will give it a try. I won't necessarily finish. And I don't have that incentive that I do for like Resident Evil or Ratchet & Clank or Outriders where it's like, fuck, I bought this game so I have to play it or finish it. Whereas on this is like, I'll try it out and see if I like it. And then if I don't, fuck it. It costs me nothing.
They have powers and stuff, which is kind of cool. I don't know. I mean, looking at this game again, it's going to be cool. Looks different.
And it's Arcane. Dishonored was a fucking phenomenal game.
Looks like a fun game. I like the kind of cartoony vibe to it.
Oh, damn.
It's like a cartoony.
That's kind of cool. If there's like a certain weapon you have to use to kill those guys, that's pretty dope. Makes it different. You can't just shoot them up and do it. You have to work as a cooperative and stuff.
We'll see. We'll see if the industry has outgrown it.
Oh. I mean, as long as you make it different, like you said, change it up. Do something different. Like, that'd be pretty dope. Damn, look at that. Holy water. Holy knife. Fuck him up, dude.
And I will give this game more of a benefit than doubt than Back 4 Blood, because this is Arcane.
You could probably do
it. Arcane's a pretty proven studio.
Uh-oh. She getting fucked up.
But again, Dishonored didn't sell very well, but it was a phenomenal game. I don't know if this is as marketable
as it needs to be.
I know, they have a weird issue. Anyway.
What other games have they done?
Dishonored 2.
That's it?
That's a really good game.
Those are the ones I know.
Those are like really good games. Dishonored, like.
Yeah, Dishonored 2 are really good games. Two of the best games of last gen.
They made Prey.
Prey.
Yeah. So they got a good track record.
They did Wolfenstein too. Youngblood and.
Did they?
Yeah, they did Wolfenstein Youngblood.
Oh, the DLC.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the. No, not the. Yeah. Huh. All right, well. Next piece of news. I mean, do you have anything else to say on.
This would be cool. Redfall? No.
They did Deathloop too.
This is a cool game. I mean, I had Xbox God Game Pass. Damn.
Yeah, they got two games coming out back to back. One for PS5 and one for Xbox.
It's a good track record, Doc. Yeah. Are you sure they're not just like, are they actually making it?
Well, I don't know. Deathloop, I'll find out. And that's one I'm going to play coming out in September. Right? That's when it comes out, September.
Yeah, it says 2021.
This is cool because look, now it's in the daytime. Now you're good.
So, I mean, that's my next big game, I think, that's new coming out that I'm going to have to play.
Shit. Look, a vampire that could withstand the day. He's blocking out the sun.
Looks fun.
I'll jump into it with you guys.
Yeah, never mind.
The one good thing coming out of, God, what a drag of a press conference. It was Square Enix. Was Guardians of the Galaxy game. I know you got a lot of thoughts on it. I know you got a lot to say. But from my first look at it, Adrian, I know you're working on pulling that up. The one thing I could say on it, it almost looks like, and I know they announced it before this as well, that it was in the works. I think they did.
They announced Guardians before that this?
I think so.
I honestly never knew they were working on Guardians of this. I never knew they were working on this game.
You might be thinking of Suicide Squad.
No, I'm not. I think there was something on it. I can't quite remember. But from what it looks like to me, this was going to be an Avengers expansion.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, fuck. This game's not doing good. Yeah. And we actually have something here with this expansion for Guardians of the Galaxy. We need to make it a full game. So I think this was started off as an expansion for Marvel's Avengers.
They said no.
And then they were like, we need to get out of this and make this its own thing, which I think is such a brilliant marketing strategy in terms of like business model. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, it's a dying game. Yes.
You can send this game to die on Marvel's Avengers, or you can pull out the story that you had built for the expansion, build on that and build on some of the mechanics and have it stand alone as its own game.
And then make it die slower.
I think that was no. This game's going to sell more than it would on. This game would sell
more. Look at that gameplay. Adrian, pull it up. I need you to hit that play button. Hey, show me the gameplay.
This game?
The reveal trailer didn't look.
Will you fucking let me talk?
No, I'm going to keep talking.
This game would sell more standalone than it would sell copies of Avengers. Just outright. What the fuck's going on over there,
Adrian? You're saying head to head. You're saying head to head. If this game came out the same time as Captain America, as the Avengers movie, game, you're saying that this game would sell higher, more than the Avengers game.
Yeah, it would get more people to buy this game than it would buy the Avengers game. Like, if this came out as an Avengers expansion, I wouldn't be like, I'm going to go buy Avengers. But this game coming out as standalone, I'd be like, I kind of want to play it. And then the music that they have in it while you play it. Being very Guardians of the Galaxy.
Trust me, I love everything Marvel.
No, you don't. Excuse me.
I'm so disappointed.
You didn't play Avengers, so you don't really give a fuck.
Well, I mean,
and Avengers was a great story that was Marvel related.
I just don't think it translates well into video games. Like, in Exhibit A, Avengers, like, That didn't turn to one.
Spider-Man doesn't translate.
This, Insomniac, suck a dick. But again, this wasn't eye-popping to me. This wasn't amazing. Like, this wasn't an actual thing where it's like, it made me like, oh shit, this looks really fun. Like the way he's moving around, he fucking the yeetus right there just fucking
turn the volume down so we don't get copyrighted.
Fucking yeeted. Groot.
No, like turn it off. All the way. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to get copyrighted.
And then you got these guys real quick. Like,
you Drax got. Drax looks like a knockoff.
Drax looks weird. If he really like does.
Sure.
Look at that. What was that? This doesn't. Look at these. Like, this doesn't.
If your character models are really what you base the game around, then sure.
Monkey King says that Star-Lord looks like a fuckboy.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing, too. I didn't like the design of the Marvel's Avengers when it came out. I didn't like the character models in it. But here's the thing. After I started playing after a while, I was like, oh, this is fine. It just takes it takes a while to get used to. Like, oh, this is like this world's the biggest Guardians thing, of the Galaxy.
You got to know that this is separate from MCU, and I think that's what people always kind of have an issue. Like, this doesn't look like the MCU. Like, of course not. It's supposed to be its own divot, like its own identity, and all that.
Character models.
No, just in general, like the way that they look, just the way the game feels and looks. Like, hopefully I'm proven wrong. Like, I really hope I'm proven wrong when this game comes out.
You're not gonna play it because you're not a real MCU fan.
But the way you control Star-Lord, the way he's shooting, and like I saw the gameplay, and like you have like a super, and you have like everybody fighting at the same time, and it just didn't appeal to me. Like, it just didn't. It was weird.
It looks intriguing. It has my attention.
Yeah.
I'll say that. It definitely has my attention. It doesn't look bad. I do actually like the art direction. I like the colorful kind of retro vibe that they have going on with all the reds.
It's super Guardians of the Galaxy.
It is. It is actually. It's very Guardians of the Galaxy.
Get off their dick, Adrian.
I don't think, like, again, I don't know how this game is actually going to be when it comes out, but I'm in. Like, and here's the thing. You're removing all the bullshit around Marvel's Avengers, like the end game grindiness and all the bullshit side missions and things like that, like the Destiny stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And you're making it a single player story about Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm in, because the best part for me about Marvel's Avengers was the gameplay was fucking phenomenal.
True.
But two, the story was great. I love the story of Marvel's Avengers.
Yeah, you told me it was good.
Like, it was really a good. Great, like, I can't believe you didn't play it, because, like, honestly, the story alone, I was like, wow, this is a good story. Like, a really good story.
You'll let me borrow it after I'm done with the Resident Evil.
In the game, well, I don't have it physical. And the game's really fun, right? Fucking mind it. But all this, like, Destiny shit that they put around it,
yeah,
I'm not for it, because I'm just not gonna, for me to play with friends, it takes so much work.
Yeah.
For me to get people to, like, I hit you up all the time. Hey, Andres, you want to stream? Hey, Tombo, oh, he's doing something. Oh, like, every once in a while it will happen, but, like, it takes forever to get, you know, all your friends in one place playing games, yeah, especially with, like, my kind of schedule that I have. Whereas, like, making the Marvel's Avengers style game where the gameplay was awesome, the story was awesome, and just focusing on those two things, and then the Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm in. Now, man, am I going to say this is the fucking game of the show and the best thing that was fucking shown at E3?
What,
like,
is game
else?
Of the show? As of right now, what is game of the show? I don't think anything.
The Logan Paul fight?
The Logan Paul fight. The TikToker, probably the most. The TikTokers versus the YouTubers fights. That was great. I'm hoping, and I hope they come through, but I need Nintendo to save E3. I need Nintendo to come out with nothing but bangers. I don't care if they show me Splatoon 3. I hope they do. Whatever they do, I don't care.
Crash and Smash. Crash and
Smash. Crash and Smash. Still have a Smash. Who knows?
Smash.
I'm banking on them to show me more Breath of the Wild 2. I hope they do. Zelda is my favorite game franchise of all time. So if they announce anything for it, game of show, obviously. Duh. But again, give me like a
fanboy.
I need Nintendo to save grace. I don't know. I don't care if they give me a remaster of Mario Strikers. I don't care if they give me like Breath of the Wild 2. Give me fucking, I don't know, Banjo-Kazooie 2, 3. I don't know. Like, give me something to get me excited for. I haven't had a mic drop moment in E3 this whole year. I haven't had that.
Nintendo's not going to give it to you.
We haven't had that. Hey, guys, before we leave, I haven't had that. I haven't had the, hey, guys, thanks for coming through, you know? We got one more.
One more. One of the craziest ones I remember. One more. Which thing. For a lot one of people is not a microop moment. For me, I was like freaking the fuck out. Was Sony going one more thing, and then you see the Twisted Metal truck come out, the ice cream truck, and David Jaffe on it, and it was like crazy. I was like, oh my god, there's new Twisted Metal. Good times. Good times.
Good times.
Anyway, everybody, that was Invite Only, our nerdy video game show where we talk about all the gaming news of the week right here on youtube.com/playeverything, which, again, if you're just catching us live on Twitch right now and you're like, oh, man, I wanted to hear what fucking Combo Andres had to say about him buying Anthem. Well, you can go check that out every Tuesday, 10 a.m. That goes live on youtube.com/playeverything. And if you're watching on YouTube this week and you're like, hey, next week I want to tune in, you first of all of you should definitely tune in next week to definitely. The podcast. I need
we will be listen, on time. We listen, will be on time.
We will be on time. One, that's going to be the most important. Two, I need all of you who are Play Everything Nation and give a fuck about Play Everything to tune in next week. It is very important for you to tune in next week. And that's going to be at 8 o'clock next week. You can follow me at @Cheeks_Junior on Twitter. Again, if you're subscribed to the channel, you have access to our exclusive Discord where you can come talk with us, throw out show ideas, come show your gaming setup, whatever it is. You can listen to me talk about Crash Bandicoot all day long. And that's through our Discord, which will be sent to you if you're a subscriber, which, again, you can do if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber. That means you're a Twitch Prime subscriber, which means you have one free sub to give to a creator every week. Or just throw us your hard-earned money. We appreciate you. And we'll forever be indebted to you. Compa Andres, where can they find you?
They can find me at Compa Andres on Twitter. Go ahead and follow me there. I'm going to be talking Loki. I don't know why you want to try to cut off me off. We don't want to talk about Loki.
Are we done? We're not done?
Are we done or are we finished?
But you want to talk about Loki? I just did an outro.
Side topics.
I would say let's wait until next week. And because I'm sure Flowers has seen it. And we can talk about
all right, we'll save it to next week. Fuck you guys. We'll talk about Loki. All I know is that Loki is an amazing show.
It's good.
You need to watch it. It does help out with the MCU. You need to watch it. Tom Hiddleston is an amazing actor. Owen Wilson kills it. Explains a lot. It's a good first episode to kind of lead into what the season is about and also explains what happens before, during, and after. So it's a really, really good show. Very funny. Very well balanced. I think it is.
All right. Where can they find you, Compa?
Find me at don't fucking rush these things. Compa Andres on Twitter. Go ahead and follow me. Your boy's on there.
That's it.
So that's it. I mean, I got my Instagram
ID. Hey, Adrian. Where can they find you? God, that's so terrible.
What's up?
What a bad name.
Every time. I am actually finally 100% back into my photography page. Just posted my first picture back last week. My trip out to Yosemite for March. So I posted that. Tombo in the back supporting.
I appreciate you.
Go and check out it's at Valadez.photography on Instagram. Go check it out. Tombo.
Tombo's heckling him. You can't hear him.
Tombo's hating.
No, go support Adrian.
Go check that out.
He has some dope shots.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Sir.
Valadez.photography on Instagram. Go check it out.
Valadez.photography.
Follow the man.
Well, this was Invite Only. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, we are Play Everything.